T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He's been great. He's been tough. I challenged him, you know, a week ago. I told him, I said, look, he was very disappointed, you know, when he put the ball on the ground, you know, against Baltimore. And I said, I wouldn't change that call one time. Juju was, he was one of those guys in game that basically said, coach, we're running, man, keep running, let's go. I mean, and you hear that from a wide receiver, and that kind of excites you as a coach, and I couldn't have been more proud. I understand it, and having coached the position a long time, you know, they want to be involved. They want to be able to have an impact on the game. There are other ways to have impacts in games, leadership, effort. He's been hobbled a little bit and fighting through little season type of injury type things, and I mean, he didn't miss a rep last week in practice, and he came out and played this game as physical as he could, and I'm just really proud of him.
We're the PM team, presented by Schaaf & Luhana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller. We're going to be joined by former Steeler Bruce Gradkowski at 3 o'clock, our quarterback guru. You're going to want to stick around for that, get his thoughts on the job Duck Hodges did in L.A. and what he expects out of Mason Rudolph now that the quarterback is going back under center. That was Randy Feuchner before the Steelers headed out on a bye week vacation, talking about Juju Smith-Schuster twice in that 40-second clip, using the word proud to describe how he feels about Juju, who had just one catch for 7 yards in L.A. And really, other than a couple of long touchdowns against San Francisco and Baltimore, Chris, has been pretty non-existent. Hasn't been really involved at all.
His most prominent play of the year was that fumble, which is never a good thing for any offensive player, that you think of a turnover they committed. The touchdown against San Francisco is a byproduct of maybe Mason Rudolph's best pure throw. Hits him on the run over the middle, and he makes play after the catch. The Baltimore play, Humphrey goes for the punch out, misses, so that was, you know, good job there. I don't know, man. I'll say what I said yesterday about this, and maybe the coaches, it carries a little more weight because they're just happy they don't have to deal with a guy with Antonio Brown's personality to some degree. But being proud of him for the fact that he said keep running the ball, it's working, and that he's being a team player is a distant second for me to being proud of him because he's playing really well, you know? Like, this is professional sports. This isn't high school where you say this kid has taken his reduced role as a senior and really embraced it, and he's been unselfish, and that's a life lesson he'll be able to take down the road, or she'll be able to take down the road. He's being paid to perform, and really he's not. And one of the huge stories for their offense coming into the season before Roethlisberger got hurt was, can he adjust to being Batman after 2 years of being Robin and having the defined number one wide receiver probably in the league ahead of him? So far, the answer is no. I can't wrap my head around his offensive coordinator saying he's proud of him twice in a short clip for performance reasons. It has to be because they think he's conducted himself like a pro, and that should be the basis level of expectation.
Well, I think it's because they know it's not as black and white as you just described it. You know, it's really been a perfect storm, and the fumble is something that I'm not going to leave out of this conversation either. But as to why Juju's numbers or impact on games have been minimal to this point in the season, like, everything that could go wrong has gone wrong, with the exception of him suffering a major injury that knocked him out of the lineup. It's been a Murphy's Law season for him. His quarterback's gone. He's down to Rudolph, who he has no rapport with, and then Hodges last week. There's, like, no number two, defined number two wide receiver. I think Deontay Johnson's played better than I expected out of the gate, just because they've given him more opportunity than I've anticipated. But the other guys who were supposed to help fill AB's shoes have been massive disappointments too. Moncrief got benched. James Washington was awful and now injured. Vance McDonald, outside of a second half against Seattle,
nothing
has been nowhere to be
found.
Their
leading receiver is James Conner out of the backfield. And when that's the case, even if you have a great running back, as far as a pass catcher goes, like a Christian McCaffrey, or a Le'Veon Bell, that's not still something you want to be the reality for your team.
You know what it reminds me of, Juju? And I think one thing we are seeing this year, I will concede this, is he's clearly not like the guys that you think are like Hall of Fame, first team, second team, all pro wide receivers. Mm-hmm. He's not that.
No, but those guys, let me just delineate. You said he doesn't have his quarterback. He doesn't have a rapport, even though Rudolph took a fair number of snaps with the first team over the years because Ben doesn't practice on Wednesdays and everything like that. The guys that you're describing, the Hall of Famers in the making, would take a backup quarterback and to some degree, and I know Brown struggled with this, but it was rare that he had these situations, make that guy better. Like, I'm going to make a play. I'm going to make a big play where there really isn't one by fighting for a catch and then making a big run after the catch. That's what those guys do. Juju has not raised the game with Mason Rudolph.
I don't think I fully agree with that.
In what way?
Well, because the player I'll use as the shining example of what I'm saying is that in some large way, Juju is a victim of circumstance, is Larry Fitzgerald in Arizona. If you look at him like in his late 20s and early 30s, he had at least three straight years where he didn't even make it to 1,000 yards.
Yep.
And I don't think it's just because, like, in what should have been the prime of his career, he wasn't a good wide receiver.
It's Kevin Cobb throwing.
Kevin Cobb, Max Hall, just complete jokes.
Yeah, from his age 29 season through his age 31 season, 798, 954,
yeah.
784.
And so he was a pedestrian wide receiver. Larry Fitzgerald was a pedestrian wide receiver in between Kurt Warner at near the start of his career and then
Carson Palmer. Yep.
And I don't think he just had a three-year, four-year period where he didn't take his job as seriously. I think he was just on teams that didn't have a quarterback or supporting cast to get him the ball.
But where's Larry Fitz rank for you as an all-time wideout?
Top 10.
Okay, like nobody's going to confuse Juju with that. I know, I understand why you make that case, but like
so
it's also disrespectful to Larry to put Juju in his class.
No, but I'm saying if Larry Fitzgerald like learns the hard way that wide receiver is such a dependent position on quarterbacks getting them the ball and also their supporting cast, giving them one-on-one opportunities or not being the entire defense's priority or focus, yeah, then I think your numbers suffer for it.
So what can they do to make this better right now? What can Smith-Schuster do and what can Fichtner do? Because Fichtner says, do I need to call more plays for this guy or that try to spring this guy? What can you do?
James Conner. I think Conner needs to be, or just the run game, it needs to be such a threat that the last line of defense, the safeties, become committed in games against the Steelers to playing the run. And if that happens, then I think there's a chance we see Juju hit a few more big plays. I mean, I think the thought of him having like a Pro Bowl season, 1,500 yards, like that ship I think is clearly sailed.
I mean, he's going to be lucky to reach 1,000 at this point.
I think he can still get there.
He's on pace to have like 920 yards receiving for the year.
Right.
That's not
what anybody expected. But then again, we expected Ben Roethlisberger to be throwing him the ball.
I guess my thing is not so much statistical with him. It's the eye test. When I actually see Deontay Johnson, I look at a guy that I think could do more right now given the situation than Juju for whatever reason. Juju just is not a burner. There's nothing – like he's a physical –
but he's a big playmaker.
He's a physical, rangy guy. And for some reason, that is not allowing him to get open with as great of ease.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.